going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. And I was telling Jeremy my plights, man. I put lotion on my hands and my elbows, and it looked like I was either low crawling to work or walking on my knuckles still.
And he asked me, he said, he held up his elbows, and he goes, are they ashy? And I went, they're not bad, but they ain't good either.
And I lotioned up. This is my plight, man.
Yeah.
This is the plight. It's
crying. Using Palmers.
You said what?
Using Palmers.
No, I never. You know what? I never used Palmer's. Only time we used Palmer's cocoa butter was when Yita was pregnant, and we put it on her stomach because they believed it helps stretch marks.
Yep,
it must help stretch marks. But I never used it for myself. I use it's a lotion by Vaseline. It's kind of like a
no Vaseline.
It's not a
no. It's not the same.
It's not a white lotion. It's more kind of like a gel. Either or Nivea.
Okay.
Yeah, the Palmer's was, it was popular in a place I lived once.
Yeah, I know.
Fine. I used to buy for people.
I know. You could probably buy people with it too, couldn't you?
You could.
Yeah, these are the plights of a black man. A dark complexion black man. My plights. That's cool. That's all right. I'm protected by the sun, from the sun, though. What are you guys doing, man?
Doing all right.
I would ask how your days off were, but it really wasn't a day off. You guys both kind of worked.
I had like 3 doctor's appointments.
That's what I mean. That sucks.
Mine's just nuts. It's just crazy what I have to do now.
Oh. Do you want to tell us or you want to keep it to yourself?
Tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. Just people, I had surgery, you know, about a month ago. And just the wound just won't heal. I have a hole in the middle, it's round like a bullet hole, but you know, more than a centimeter big and deep. It's got to get closed because, you know, bacteria gets in there and you're done. So it's healing, but they're going to attach a vacuum to me.
No, to keep sucking out so that bacteria doesn't get in there?
Is this serious?
I'm totally serious.
Yeah.
So I may or may not be back in the studio wearing this thing. It's like they stick it on your back, on the wound. Like they attach it adhesively, and it's 24/7 reverse pressure, and it just takes all that crap out of there constantly to help it dry up and heal. But you carry around like a box with you with this tube hanging out of your back.
Ed, I know it's not the same thing, but I just went through this literally with my dog and his stomach. They had the same thing come out of his stomach to get the
same principle.
Try to keep the bad bacteria out, and it's just hooked up to him. And he basically has, because it's a dog, he has a little bag that's with him that just keeps filling up with the liquid. That's just a bitch and something you don't want to deal with after you go through your surgery to find out, okay, well, the recovery is going to take a lot longer now.
It's just like, yeah.
So, with mine, Ed, nowhere near like yours, but I'm going through.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you have a vacuum hooked to your back.
Yes.
So are you like room bedding? I mean, like,
or bedridden? Is that what you're
doing? No, room. I mean, I can't imagine him having to be in the bed, but are you confined to a room?
No,
because you can get a move with it.
You can?
It's small. It looks like you carry maybe a crossbody bag or something.
Is it a Dyson or Electrolux? Which one do you have?
Dyson.
Okay, nice. That's the one that ball cleaner too, right?
You can't travel with that, can you?
I don't know. I've been dealing with that all yesterday.
It's probably frowned upon, but I think you can.
Seriously, I don't know. And the problem is, if it comes loose, I can't reattach it.
Yeah, that's kind of my point. I don't mean you can't physically travel with it. I mean, if you have complications with that,
right,
then what?
Exactly.
So you can't travel with that.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm dealing with our company right now because I don't know I have no idea what to do now.
You can't travel with that.
So
I'm sorry, Jeremy. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. I'm just because like Ed and
I was trying to wrap my brain around it. You know what I mean? I couldn't physically see it.
Ed and I were touching base about the doctor's appointments we had and what was coming up, and we hadn't talked since then, but I had to go back in to find out if I'm eligible for the Inspire surgery for sleep apnea.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So I'm not doing the Inspire.
The remote control sleep apnea.
They put something basically in your chest, and it sends electronic impulses to your...
It comes from a remote, right?
Well, it's just in your chest. It does it automatically. You don't have to hit a button. Because you can't hit it while you're sleeping. It sends those impulses so your tongue and throat don't meet up and you wake up from choking. Ed, I'm getting one of those mouthpieces that he wants me to try. I'm going through another in-depth sleep study where they knock me out and watch me sleep. And then I got to go through a sleep study at home with the guard in my mouth. And the doctor's like, hey, look, it's just better to do all this because that Inspire surgery, and he's done more in Maryland than anyone, does not work for everyone.
Okay.
And that's the heart. Like now that they have more information on this and they've done this, they know like, okay, maybe this guy shouldn't get this. So
right.
I had that. And then he said, hey, you know, with your sleep apnea, you should get this fixed pretty quick because with my body, I guess my size, I'm not like overly large or anything, but, that I'm more susceptible to heart attack and stroke. Mm. And I said, this is everything I said. I'm going to start to get my damn mentals right, and my physical is going to go out. Sons of bitches, this nasty-ass world. But, again, I get to go. It sounds exciting, have people watch me sleep one more time.
That's so fantastic.
I like to watch.
Let the boy watch.
Oh, man. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
By the way, all the things that we're dealing with, and Ed's obviously more severe, still better than the Orioles.
Yeah.
What they're dealing with.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah. Mm. Oh, man. It's not a very good look right now. It's frustrating.
Man,
the epitome
just looks terrible.
Did you guys have to wait long to be seen by the doctor?
No.
Okay. See, I took Robbie. He had to wait long, and he looked over. You know how when somebody, when they don't just turn their head, they turn their whole body towards you while they're sitting down?
Mm-hmm.
Turns his body to me and said, I'm not sick. Can we leave?
I don't want to be here.
I said, no, man, we got to wait. But I'm not sick. I said, I know you're not sick, but we still got to Robbie is not for waiting.
No. He's not for the preventative stuff. Like, no, we're going in to check to see what this is.
Yeah,
is.
I ain't for all of that. I shouldn't be here unless I'm sick. And yesterday, he represented you guys on the Earth Day cleanup.
I saw that.
Man, I got out so late. I was getting ready to go over there and show my face, but I felt like the guy that skips the wedding and goes to the reception because I literally would have got there for 10 minutes.
That's what Joe did.
And then take my picture holding a bag like I actually did something. And I'm not one of those influencers.
Okay.
Is that what Joe did?
No, I don't think so. I saw him leave coming as I was
They told
leaving.
Me to come. I was like, okay. And they're like, oh, we're leaving now. I was like, okay.
Well, that's once I got out.
So you're
out
not of, supposed to hold a bag up and just
smile? Just took a picture with Gina and Jess and then left.
That's the Instagram thing, right?
I don't know.
For the gram. That's where you run out. You never seen the people that basically walk over to a guy and that's eating and they take something from him, walk backwards, then they play it in reverse and it looks like they're giving him food.
Yes.
And they do this crap all the time where everything is staged.
I don't doubt you. Everything, the world is staged right now, Jeremy.
Oh, that's
speaking of the world of stupid at 6:45 with Jeremy gone. But on the other side, Jeremy said it. We watched it. It wasn't pretty. Orioles baseball up next on
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Fan.
One hit tonight. A dominant pitching performance by Mitchell Parker, closed out by Cole Henry. And for the Orioles, this has been a two-game stretch to hopefully soon forget. Blown out by the Reds on Sunday. One hit by the Nats, 7-0 today as the O's drop their second straight. And they hope, they have to hope, that there is only up the hill to go from here.
That's courtesy of Masson as the Birds lose last night 7-0. And Jeremy, you said it during the break, and I love that you say you love folks right now taking their victory laps over the Orioles' defeat, but no one knew Dean Kramer was going to be this bad.
Well, look, I think it's a lot of things, and I'm not – people can call me homer or whatever, say I'm making excuses. I don't really give a rat's ass. The thing that I see is, like, they came in with 10 starting pitchers. They lost their best two pitchers, right, to injury. You had an idea that Kyle Bradish would be back in the middle of the season.
Right.
So you're trying to bridge that gap. Whether they thought bridging the gap could have been Charlie Morton or Sugano, I don't know. But you thought if somebody got hurt, Trevor Rogers would be here, who nobody liked that trade last year.
Let's not undermine the value of Suarez as well. Well, you said the best two starters, but...
I'm getting to all those guys. So it's Suarez, Chase McDermott. Cade Povich wasn't supposed to be in the starting rotation, got thrust in because... because of injuries and everything that's happened. And then you start looking at some of the other guys in the minor leagues that could have come up. And I get it. Like, fans are like, well, they didn't go after any free agents. They didn't sign any pitching. It's not just about pitching. They have one hit against Mitchell Parker. Yeah. They can't hit lefties. And then I don't like the right-handed lineup. We've talked about this, of trotting some of those guys out. You know, I know a lot more pressure is coming down on Brandon Hyde. There are people that are calling for Hyde and Elias. Who knows what happens? But when things get ugly like this, you can see a knee-jerk reaction because it's the beginning of the season and you don't want to get to that point of no return where it's too far and you're like, we can't dig ourselves out of this hole. Like, there's help on the way. You got to wait a couple weeks that it's Kyle Gibson might be here soon. I can't believe I'm calling that help. Kyle Gibson might be here soon enough, but like, again, you brought up Dean Kramer. Who would have thought Dean Kramer be this bad to start the season?
He
sucks.
Yeah, he's worse than he was when he first started when we questioned him.
Yeah.
Right now.
And that's the guy you were supposed to be able to rely on in this rotation. The Charlie Morton thing, yeah, that's you got to stop looking at guys and don't tell me about their track record because your track record isn't what it is right now. Yeah. Like, you're not that guy anymore. So, yeah, look, all these people can take their victory laps. We still have to wait and see what Kobe Mayo and Sam Bisaio is going to be because any one of you guys that wanted to trade for a frontline pitcher, you're giving up one of those guys. And on the flip side, anybody that wanted them to go out and overpay for Max, like the Yankees overpaid for Max Fried. They had two other pitchers get hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
That are out for a while. But the guys that they had behind them have come in and they've actually pitched well. The Will Warrens of the world.
Yeah.
Just didn't have that here. And maybe that would have happened. Like, maybe one of these guys slides in, but the pitching just looks horrendous.
It does.
Right now.
But, and again, Ed, the pitching looks horrendous. They gave up 7 runs. They got one freaking hit.
One hit. That's what I mean.
But that this was a good point. Hit, though.
It was. My point is, you know, it's like, you could get, what do you get, Paul Skeens? Would he change our fortunes right now?
No.
No. I mean, you could have the best pitcher in baseball step in right now and give up a lot for him because we'll have to. It's not changing anything. You just mentioned, like, it's bad enough Kramer gives up, what do you have, 11 hits and 5 in the third.
8 extra base hits.
Yeah, they set a record.
Yeah.
The most minority pitcher ever. Crazy. I mean, it was just terrible. Terrell doesn't cover his outing last night. But then, you know, on the flip side, you say, they got one hit. Said he got one hit. That was it. That's hit for the game. He got it. No one else got hit. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Like, unfortunately, this isn't an outlier now. We've had the 24-2 game. We've had 9-0 games. Now we have a 7-0. Like, this is just, everything is bad right now.
And that's why we had this conversation a couple of weeks ago. What are you more concerned about, the pitching or the hitting? I said the hitting. It concerns me because when you're not even competitive offensively, now the pitcher that you have on mounds is trying to be perfect. And I'm not saying that's Dean Kramer's issue last night, but you are. When you're giving up two runs.
You got to be careful, yeah.
Yeah, you give up 2 runs and you find yourself now in the 5th inning and your team has 2 hits. Now you're like, well, you know, I can't make another mistake. I can't do this. I can't do that. So now you're not pitching with the same amount of aggressiveness that you normally would do. Mm-hmm. The offense is not good right now. Not good at all. And like I said yesterday, we're not asking for players to have career years. We're asking for players to just be who we thought they were. If you're just who we thought you were, the offense is better than what it is right now. Like, we're going from maybe having a career year to having the worst year. And I just can't wrap my brain around what's going on with this team offensively. I don't even want to talk about the pitching. The offense is horrible.
Yeah, I get frustrated when people keep, you know, pitching. But we do. We need pitching for sure because of all the things Jeremy's mentioned when he was talking. Because, yeah, the injuries, it's devastating. Get it. However, the reason they haven't won a playoff game is the offense. It wasn't the pitching. The pitching held up fine. What did they give up? Two runs, one run. And then, you know, you can't lose 2-1 and 1-0. You know, it was terrible. But that was the offense that was terrible, not the pitching.
Kramer gave up 3 runs in the first 2 innings, Jeremy. They had 2 clean innings. The Orioles mounted no offense during that time. Let's say it's 3-0. Burrs come back in the third, top of the third. They add a run. Now it's 3-1. You know, Kramer comes right back out and gives you another clean inning. You know, maybe you pick up another run. Now all of a sudden you have a different ball game. Who knows how Hyde plays it? Who knows? But you're constantly – I gave up 3 runs in the first 2 innings, and now it's crickets. I get nothing. I get no help.
Yeah, but look, to me this is still pitching. Like, you can't even compete with this pitching. You've got starters that put 2 guys on every effing inning they go out there, and the guy should not start another game for the Orioles. He wants to go on a rehab assignment.
Who's this?
Charlie Morton.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you pick a guy. It doesn't matter right
now.
No,
you said 2 guys. You say he wants to go on a rehab assignment.
No, not go on a rehab assignment. I said he needs to, and if he doesn't want to go, then cut his ass. DFA him. Like, it's not – that dog is not going to hunt this year, and you know what's going to happen. We're going to sit here, we'll try it out, and then he'll have that start that's just kind of okay.
Yep.
And be like, oh, maybe he turned the corner. And then he comes out for the next start and gets his ass handed to him again. You just, at some point, and maybe there is a knee-jerk reaction from the front office, from whoever, they're trying to tread water till they get to May.
I don't think Charlie Morton is a knee-jerk reaction. I don't think that would be considered a knee-jerk reaction.
That's not what I said. There. No. I'm talking about making a trade.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you meant like getting rid of Charlie Morton. No, that's not.
I mean, he could have been executed on that mound when he came off, for all I care.
I thought you said that would be a knee-jerk reaction. No, I think we've seen enough. We've definitely seen enough. Johnny and Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Good. I ain't got an answer for this question, but I'm going to ask y'all, what should they have done before the season started? Like, if you were Mike Elias, what would you have done?
Johnny, listen. If Eflin's hurt, he didn't know that's going to happen. Grayson's hurt, he didn't know that was going to happen. Suarez is hurt, he didn't know that was going to happen. If those guys are healthy, Jeremy, what do you do then?
I mean, you're not, like, everybody got hurt. The whole store got the flu, guys. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
And again, like, this is something, too, where the answer last year of what they should have done, and you'll understand why they didn't do it, Rob, was sign Jack Flaherty. That's what they should have done. And they've already had that experience here, and it's probably one of the reasons why he's not actually here. The thing that they should have done was trade for Garrett Crochet. I couldn't think of his name. Crochet, but again, were they asking for Mayo? Were they asking for Basayo? Yeah. Were they asking for both? We don't know. They're not telling us what they were asking for. But at the same extent, there has to be some give and take with prospects. I don't want to give up the guy if you think he's going to be special just for a short-term answer. And maybe the answer was trade for Dylan Cease, but you heard what they were asking for. Mm-hmm. Did you want to give that up for 1 year? You know, like, there are a lot of...
Dylan Cease has years on him.
He got one.
But he had 1 year.
And then you go back through the Corbin Burns
thing. Didn't we just
again.
Do this?
Yeah.
I don't. What does Dylan Cease want to end up?
But, like, when people start screaming about this, it's like, you should have signed Corbin Burns. He didn't want to be here. They offered more money than the Diamondbacks. Well, you should have signed Blake Snell. Go look at that awful contract. He's hurt. Max Fried is the one guy who's healthy right now that you might go, okay, he got way overpaid and got 8 years. That cat's been hurt the last 3 years. I'm not giving it. So, again, from a baseball standpoint, but here's what's going to happen is the Orioles are going to have to S or get off the pot because at some point that price keeps going up and the market is what it is.
Yep. You're going to have to do it. World of Stupid with Jeremy Conner, 6:45, but on the other side, you watch the Orioles baseball. You're watching it. And my buddy Mark has been saying this since maybe 3 games into the season. Now I'm starting to see it. Does it look like this team is just going through the motions? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
We did not play well. You know, it is disappointing. You know, coming off a game we definitely want to throw away a couple days ago, off day, and to come out and not take very good at bats and not play very good baseball tonight. That was disappointing.
The team that we've come to love is the sling the bat halfway to the dugout on ball four, sprinkler, homer hose, fist pumping, loud team. That's the team we've come to love.
This is a young team. They should be.
But they're not that right now.
Mm-mm.
Right now, they're painful to watch. And not just because they're losing, but because of the play in the outfield last night. When they ran that into a triple. That play in the outfield, what are you doing? The cutoff throw that didn't hit anybody. Those things are what makes this painful to watch. They look like they had a team that's just going through the motions. You've been a manager. You've been a manager of people. And you can tell the difference between the people that just punch the clock and collect their checks and the people that come to work with a purpose. And they used to look like the team that played with a purpose, and now they look like they're playing 9 innings of baseball.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, you'll see. I hate to say it's about everybody because I feel the same way you do with what you just said. I watch them go like, man, sometimes teams just look flat. They just don't have, they're not, you see, they're doing like purpose, whatever you want to call it, but just flat. They don't look like themselves. They don't look like they're fired up. They're not, you know, the way they were. But you'll see flashes of brilliance. Like there was a play by Gunner last night in the hole.
Oh, yeah.
The diving stop. He stretches out. Gets up immediately, gets boom, right to his feet, throws a bullet to first base. Mountcastle made
a great play over there, too. You're right. It's not everybody.
And you'll see things like that. Go, yes, that was beautiful. And then, you know, people were talking about that as one of the best plays of the week. It's going to be a highlight. Yeah. And again, I've been watching the opposition broadcast lately because you can on the MLB package. And just to hear what they say. They were raving about that play. They gave both of them, the, you know, their props or flowers, as they say now. but I agree with you. It just sometimes it just looked like, you know, you wish it was a football game where there was a clock. Let's just get out of here because we got to get 27 outs and we can't leave. So
why is everybody so negative though from Sunday to today? I mean, they gave up 17 less runs than they did on Sunday. Like, aren't things improving? No, is that too much spin?
That's too much spin.
All right, man. Let me dial this damn thing back.
Which one of us works for them? Which one of us works for? Jeez.
Wouldn't that be the headline from like the team paper or something? It's like, Orioles give up 17 less runs than they did.
No, they would just say pitching improves.
Yep.
And the sad part is that the bullpen outside of C&L Perez has been pretty effing amazing this year.
Yeah.
But you're wearing their asses out. You're going to see this, all of it come to fruition. And when it gets ugly like that, it's just, it doesn't seem like anything goes right. When you hit, you don't pitch. When you pitch, you don't hit. And then the bullpen blows the game.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, the bullpen, they went 2 2/3 innings, only gave up one run on three hits. You know, if it's a competitive game, but it's not a competitive game right now. They haven't played a competitive game in a while, including the one they won. They haven't gotten a game where, you know, Hod is actually in a chess match because they just don't look. And I'm telling you, man, for me, for the most part, you know, 29,500 people. I don't know how many Oriole fans there were last night, but the ones who were there didn't get their money's worth because those guys, just the things that happened on that field should not happen. You're right, Ed. That Gunnar Henderson play was spectacular. What made it even more spectacular to me is as he was diving to the ground, the ball took a hop upward.
Yeah.
So he had to adjust to it on his way down, which made it a great play. If you and I tried that play, we'd break our backs.
Oh, please. My vacuum would fall off.
I forgot about that. It's only funny because you said it. Let's go to Woodlawn and get Benjamin. Benjamin, does it look like this team is just going through the motions?
So, yes. I got three quick points.
Yes.
One, I know he had a second opinion. I haven't heard anything about Grayson. The second thing I want to say real quick is, in order to steal bases, you got to get on base. And in order to get the 2 or 3 run home run, you got to get some people on bases.
Yeah.
My point to this is this. I'm not saying to manufacture runs. I'm not saying if a person is on second base, bunt him over to third or hit it down to first base to move him over to third. I'm not saying bunt. I'm not saying sacrifice flies.
Benjamin, let me ask you a question, Benjamin. In the last two games, they gave up a ton of runs early in the game. You don't bunt for one run. You bunt for one run when it's a 1 or 2 run game. When you're down 5-0, That's like me stealing a base when I'm down 4 or 5 runs. That one run doesn't mean anything. I need to start a rally. If I'm down 5-0, I got my first hit of the game. I'm not bunting anybody over. What does that one run mean? I'm playing for a big inning at that time. If we want to have this conversation when the Orioles are down a run late in the game or extra innings and you got that ghost run on second base, then Jeremy, I'll have that conversation then. But they were down, 3-0 after 2. You know, and that's just, and nobody on base, number one, to bunt. But when you finally got somebody on base, you're down big. We got to play for a big inning.
Well, you missed it on Monday. We finally had figured out, Ed, didn't we, what the issue was? It's the strength and conditioning coordinator, according to Dave and Salisbury.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard
Dave,
that, too.
He solved it. He cracked it for us.
I didn't hear that from him. I've heard that. You're making fun of Dave and Salisbury. I've heard that from other people.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not making fun of Dave
and
Salisbury.
You are.
I'm just repeating what he said.
Oh,
and
I'm making fun of Dave
and Salisbury. If you seem to think that is funny, then you are making fun of him.
Well, somebody said, why are Orioles having all these pitching problems? I think it's strength and conditioning coach. So I went to my phone, to a website that shows injuries, and I start scrolling. Count how many that team has. Count how many did that. It's a baseball problem. It's not an Orioles problem. I love how people jump to conclusions without looking at, well, wait, maybe, let me see if other people are doing this.
You need the answer. You need the scapegoat, right? You have to find out because somebody always has it. They're not, we just had a call, we're not playing enough small ball. They're not, oh, you know what? This is what's going on. You're changing up the lineups. Like, he changed up the lineup Saturday when they whooped their ass and nobody said anything on
Sunday.
Nobody
said anything.
But again, like, I'm not, and by the way, I don't like the changing of the lineups the way he's
but
been doing
it. But is it what he does?
Why are you expecting a leopard to change its spots? He's a Joe Maddon guy. Joe Maddon, one year, I think in 162 games, had 165 different lineups. Yeah, that's not even possible. He brought a shaman in to come in because they were struggling. He did all this weird, goofy stuff, man. A pet monkey came in. It's like, he's an interesting guy. I don't know that Hyde needs to do that.
Yeah, the personality's not there, but the baseball there. The Orioles just lost 24-2 and 7-0, and we're having a conversation about manufacturing runs in small ball. They had one hit last night. Yeah, are you serious? Manufacturing runs in small ball in the game. They just lost a game. They just lost, 31-2 over the last 2 days. And that's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Woody and Dundalk. What's up, Woody? Donnie and Dundalk. What's up, Donnie?
It's all good. So one of the things I wanted to talk about was definitely the pitching. But the other thing I wanted to talk about was the three true outcome hitting style does not lend itself well to these pitchers who are fly ball out pitchers. You know, Charlie Morton, you got the Dean Kramers. So many of those fly ball outs are going over the fence, and you just can't. You got to get the guys who are making the strikeouts, who are focusing on, you know, strikeouts, not walking guys, stuff like that. Zach Eflin's a great pitcher. You know, they just got to change the philosophy up.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Donnie. That was their MO. When they look at pitchers, they like pitchers who miss bats. We heard that from them so many times. But I think sometimes when you're desperate because of injuries, you got to get who's available. But if you the pitchers that they bring up are usually pitchers who have at least as many strikeouts as innings pitched.
Yeah,
that's been their MO from the beginning, Ed. But right now, you got to kind of go out and get what you got to get.
Well, now we have pitchers with more hits than innings pitched.
True.
Oof. Consistently.
Yes. Oof. True. We're giving out shovels at 7:00, but on the other 7:30, I should say. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, and I hope neither one of you guys have seen this, and there might be some people out there that didn't hear the viral video that happened, I guess, sometime yesterday. So we always say that they interview the worst people at accidents or when things happen, and you always get these funny news reports. You ain't never seen anything like this. I promise you, as these twins get interviewed, I cannot wait to play this audio for you. You're gonna think I.
You were pretty excited about it this morning when you talking to Joe.
I thought it was staged at first, and we'll get into it. You guys get to hear the sound next of these two twins that were interviewed. It's just so effing amazing. Stay tuned. World of Stupid's up next.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, got a couple different things here to touch on. One of which, how about we start off with the Chicago police recruit who was arrested after being found with 8 grams of crack in his pants.
While at the academy?
Yes. So these.
That's an addict.
This is so good because the Chicago Police Department recruit was taken into custody after another recruit found bags of real crack cocaine in his pants pocket during a narcotics arrest training scenario. So you walked in with crack in your pants pockets during an arrest training scenario. Like they're gonna put your arms behind your back, handcuff you, and go pat you down. Oh, what's this? Oh, that's my crack that I forgot to put away.
Oh, my God.
By the way, do you guys know what his reason is?
Why?
Do you know it, Ed?
Yeah.
Those aren't his pants.
You know how many times I've heard that from people?
I put on somebody else's pants so many times in my life. Probably more times than I've taken off somebody else's pants.
It's actually kind of funny. When I saw the story, I'm like, oh, boy. There was a time, what I would do around the holidays from Thanksgiving to Christmas, I would, instead of giving my clothes to Goodwill, I would actually go to, like, the place where the homeless were, like the Bowery in New York and other places. I would give them bags of clothing because I was freezing for the winter there. I get a call from the 9th Precinct to me on the 6th. He's a Sergeant Norris. Yeah, he goes, did somebody break into your car? I'm like, no. well, we just got this guy who's car boosting. He's got your pants on. What happened was our uniforms were custom made, so your name was in it. And I had put somehow my uniform pants were in the bag of the clothes I gave the homeless guy. He's wearing my dress police pants and
that's
gets
great.
Locked up. For, yes,
that is
that's
so
a
great.
True story.
Yeah. And real quick, in academy, I got accused of being a drug dealer by one of my fellow cadets. Like the last couple of weeks, we went to the our police department and they issued us pagers. But naturally, me, I had to get the fancy one. I had to message write a pager. And I didn't know how to set the settings. So I was getting all these news updates while I'm sitting in class. So my pager was literally blowing up. So he went to one of the instructors and said, I think Cadet Long might be a drug dealer.
I've been seeing him spray painting gas stations in the area.
So he because my pager was going up nonstop, he told them that he thinks I'm a drug dealer.
That's hilarious. Yeah. By the way, one other thing I wanted to bring up before I get to the main story here that you guys got to hear. And if you could think of another news report where somebody's being interviewed that was your favorite, I'm going to throw a couple out. But this one is pretty special. Did you guys see Shaq on Inside the NBA?
Yes.
He had to go to the bathroom. So mid-segment, I don't know if he went himself and sharted or something, but like he pops up and you can tell like, that guy walks upright. He's 7 foot, but his butt was clenched, and he was just kind of doing the tightrope walk all the way. And everybody's like, "Where are you going? Emergency! Gotta go."
But that's out. What makes that show great.
Yeah, because
no other show is going to do that.
No,
he's going to sit there and take it.
It's just perfect. All right, let me start this off with this sound clip. So you guys will get to hear it and understand. But we've had crazy news reports: the hide your kids, hide your wife guy.
Yeah,
no, ain't nobody got time for that. Like, there's all these great reports of crazy people, or at least they find the weirdest people. So they interview these two ladies that claim to be, what's the right word? Not fortune tellers, but like...
psychics?
I guess that's a fair word. But telepathic is how they use it. They're telepathic with one another, and you'll understand why. This is two people talking.
And one guy, he was up there with our mom. And he went up there, and he
was coming back down towards us,
and he goes, run, he's got a gun. And our heart started to pound, and I said, oh, Mum, where's Mum? And poor Mum was stuck up there, but apparently our brave Mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
And Mum distracting him to make him look the other way.
And he looked the other way.
And Mum ran into the bush behind the fence.
And the guy goes to her, I'll find you and I'll shoot you. All I was thinking about when we were running,
I hope he doesn't fire.
Yeah, we were so blessed.
How close to him do you think you were?
Well, see, he was up there and we were past our driveway.
You don't think of all of that at the time.
No.
You just run for your life.
This is the Adam Sandler movie.
No.
This is the Adam Sandler movie.
I got to go to Ed. What do you think of that?
What do you think I think of that? It's twice the crazy. It's like Doubleman Gum in a nut house.
Twin sisters. And when you watch them. So to be fair, when you listen to it over and over again as much as I have, the one is like your friend that doesn't know all the lyrics to a song where she's saying the first word in the last couple.
Yeah.
So it's not really like a telepathic thing. I think they're finishing each other's sentences and she can tell where she's going. But like, I've seen four different interviews. It's the first time I'm watching this one, I thought somebody was holding up a sign because it looks like their eyes are looking up and they're reading. But there's no way that all the news stations are in on this. That's them. That's them talking. And that double talk goes on.
Where are they from?
Australia, right?
Queensland.
Yeah.
They actually used to work for Steve Irwin also.
Really?
Yeah, I found that out later, and I was like, can you imagine Steve Irwin and these two women
look
together?
Look out, there's a croc. Yeah, just both of them saying it at the same time.
And what was the story?
Somebody was being carjacked, right? Was that what the story
was? Yeah, there was a carjacking, and they ran out. Like, there's accidents by where they were all the time, so they're running out to help, but the person was getting carjacked, and then the guy was going to shoot them.
My two favorite things, when Australians say, no, and Eminem. You know, your favorite rapper. Eminem. So, but do you guys have a favorite one of these? Like, my favorite news reporter one is the black dude that's going, hey, y'all, we're doing a report out here. And then a bug flies in his mouth and he goes,
that's hilarious.
God damn, podunk ass town. I'm down here trying to work my ass off. And like, bam, bug fly. That guy, that was the one of the best ones I've ever seen.
Mine is the one where the lady is doing a report, a live report, and some lady comes across and tries to jump in. And she says, we're interviewing people. I forget what venereal disease she says. We're interviewing people with venereal disease. Would you like to talk about it? She said, I don't have that. She said, well, you shouldn't be here. Yeah. And she got her, she just played it. She played it perfectly. That's my favorite one.
What about you, Ed? Do you have one?
Yeah, well, I like the guy that runs behind everybody and obscenely,
yells F her. Yeah. That guy.
Oh, yeah, that was a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
He didn't even have to run by. He tricked people into interviewing him like he saw something. Yeah.
But he was just, but he did it a lot because it's like video after video of him saying that.
I like the one, too, of the people out running when it's slippery out and they're like, oh, no, this is a great time to go for a run. And immediately after they take off, the one person slips and falls on the ice right on their face. Yeah, it's a perfect time to go running. Anyway, that's your world of stupid.
We give out shovels at 7:30, but on the other side, Mark Andrews speaks out on his future with the Ravens and also explains what happened on his drop pass in the AFC, a playoff game. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.